السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In the month of Ramadan, we have been always revising some of the morning evening duas. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being rahmatul lil alameen. He did not leave out anything that was beneficial for us, but that he informed us of it. And he did not leave out anything that was harmful for us, but that he informed us of that also. There's nothing that he left out which was good for us for this world or for the hereafter, but that he informed us. Either he warned us or he gave us glad tidings. Things that were going to harm us, he gave us warnings. That if you are going to engage in these sins, in these vices and these evils, then these are the consequences in this world, in the qabr and in the hereafter. Or he gave us glad tidings that if you are going to undertake these actions, then Allah Ta'ala will reward you abundantly both in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. That was his shan of being rahmatul lil alameen, mercy unto all the worlds. So amongst his mu'jizat is also the du'as that he taught us. And if those du'as were mentioned in the Qur'an Sharif, if they were revealed upon him as ayat of the Qur'an Sharif, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us the virtues of making those du'as, including them in our du'as. As far as the imam is concerned, he is told to make short within the parameters of Sharia, within the parameters of Sunnah, the person makes the Salat, the Qira'at and other things that are read in Salat. But on our own we are told to make as much Dua as we can, because Dua is something that connects a person with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Through Dua the person expresses his great helplessness before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is the Creator. The person expresses his complete helplessness. He does not show his strength and his power. He does not show or demonstrate all his qualifications. For he truly believes that whatever he has, it is the gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Before human beings we can demonstrate, but before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if a person tries to demonstrate or he tries to project his strength and he wants to show how powerful a ruler he is, or how powerful a minister he is, or how powerful or how good and how qualified a teacher he is or scientist he is, then we will say he is a fool of the first degree. Because this person, his intelligence and everything else is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So no matter what qualifications he has, and no matter what kind of learning he has, and no matter what kind of wealth and power he has, but it can all be snatched away within seconds from him. Every person knows that. In the bottom of the heart, every person knows that. That whatever he has can be snatched away within seconds. This whole history we have is before us. Look at the people of the past, and look at the people very recently who had gold mines and who had oil wells and who had huge armies and powerful militaries. What happened to them? Within seconds everything can be taken away and the person can be left a destitute. The person can be left without his palaces and without his kingdom and without everything. The same way a person can suffer a stroke, and through a stroke the person forgets all his learning. If some part of the brain is affected, or a certain part, then all that learning is gone, all his memory is gone. All what he had accumulated as knowledge over years, hard work, burning the midnight oil, there's nothing left. Everything has disappeared and everything has vanished. So whether it is wealth, whether it is learning, whether it is any kind of power, any kind of strength that a person has, it is not something that is permanent. Of course, such kind of things happen to both the pious, the righteous ones. They also have strokes, they also have physical ailments, sicknesses, their wealth sometimes is also taken away. Like Rasul-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's companions, they had to leave behind everything in Makkah Sharif. But I've explained this many times that for them it is a test and a trial. So even in that loss, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them such kind of tranquility and sukoon in their hearts. For they know that it is not an azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it's not a punishment of Allah Ta'ala. But for those whom it is an azab and a punishment because of their sins, then it creates even more restlessness, even more anxieties, even more problems. The person's life becomes miserable. With everything, the person's life is miserable. He is walking, he is traveling around, the person is visiting, he is going to see tourist attractions, but his heart is burning with the fire of miserableness. It's burning. Allah Ta'ala's azab is directed at the heart. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in his kindness, he showed us du'as to read. But we have to understand that these du'as, they are like the bullet in the gun. The bullet has to be in the gun. Then you can shoot a lion, you can shoot an elephant. But if the bullet is not in the gun, I've explained this many times, if a person catches the bullet between his two fingers and goes to the Kruger National Park and says, I heard that bullet shoots and kills a lion, so therefore I'm going to throw the bullet at the lion. So before he can even throw, he will become the samosa for breakfast for that lion, because that bullet is not in the gun. So like that, these du'as, everybody wants wazifas, everybody wants du'as. And especially our ladies and even our men folk now, it's just wazifas, du'as, and we want some kind of ta'weez. That's all. We expect all these things to work without the actions that are required to make it work. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the du'as that he taught the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, his companions, then those du'as were being read by such kind of people who were making their five-time salat, who were giving their zakat if due, who were fasting in Ramadan, who were making hajj, if farz. They were the people who were staying away from adultery, fornication, from gambling, from drinking, from all kinds of haram. They were staying away. And then when they read the dua, within seconds they saw the effects of those duas. And if they did not see the fruits of those duas immediately, then they understood that there is great wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in delaying the fulfillment of those duas that they were making. They understood that there is great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they made certain du'as, but they saw the fruits of those du'as after many, many years. So the acceptance of the du'a was immediate. Allah Ta'ala accepted their du'a immediately. But in His wisdom, He delayed the fruits of those du'as. So there was no need, or there is no need, to then become restless and impatient. The person believes now that I handed it over to my Allah. And now He knows what is best for me. So in that realization that I have handed over all my affairs to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala now in His wisdom will give me whenever He feels it is most beneficial for me. And He will withhold it until then. So the person enjoys sukoon again in his heart. He makes tafweez. So this is what the purpose of these du'as is. That the person is handing over his affairs to Allah Ta'ala. So he makes use of the correct means, that is important. It's not that the person just folds his hands and sit down at home and say, well, everything is going to happen. We are in a world of means, so we are going to make use of the means. So he will make use of the correct means. He cannot be making use of incorrect means and then expecting Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to just solve his problems. And one of the correct means that the person has to adopt is taqwa. Believe me or not, and whether we like it or not, because that is what hurts our heart and our nafs. If you say, read this wazifa, we'll sit down and start reading. But when the person is told that taqwa means you must give up all sins, then that we say is very difficult. So how are we going to then get what is our desire? The person wants to have the gallstone removed. He wants to have it removed, but he says this, the knife of the surgeon is very painful, so I'm not going to undergo surgery. The person knows that all his arteries are clogged, but he says, I heard bypasses are very, very painful, so therefore I'm not going to undergo any kind of bypass. So will it help then? He will have to undergo the surgery. In the same way, no matter how difficult it may be, but when the person is going to give up sins, then you see if he doesn't find sukoon in his life. It is the experience of millions of Allah walas from all times and all ages that when they connected themselves with Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them such kind of sukoon, such kind of tranquility, such kind of serenity and peace that even the kings don't know of such kind of sukoon. We are trying everything to solve our problems. We tried everything. Look at the world at large. Everything has been tried. Military might has been tried. Bombs and everything has been tried. Protest marches have been tried. Everything has been tried. Has anything improved or has it worsened? So we don't say that don't make use of means, but those means must work together with taqwa. Then we will see the effects. Otherwise we are not going to see anything. I thought I will discuss one dua, but the time is about expiring, so therefore we will leave it at that for today. Inshallah we will continue tomorrow. But let us once again recap that these duas have been taught by Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was rahmatul lil alameen. Therefore there is great, great benefit in these duas. It is coming from the one who was the greatest after Allah Ta'ala, Ba'das Khuda Buzruk Tuya Qissa Mukhtasar. So if we make it a habit of reading it in the morning, in the evenings, inshallah we'll be protected from a lot of harm, lot of difficulties, lot of hardships, and will be rewarded and blessed with a lot of barakat and rahmat and mercy. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah at large to make amal. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and problem of mankind around the globe, and especially the ummah of Rasul e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह जल जलालुहु अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving, caring Allah, oh my most generous, kind Allah, oh my most tolerant Allah, oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah. This part of the morning in the month of Ramadan, on the day of Jumu'ah, we are extending our begging bowls before you after taking your Mubarak name, after reciting Salat and Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge every weakness of ours. We acknowledge every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. We acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Day and night we have used your bounties for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, but you blessed us with the month of Ramadan. It is a clear indication that you want us to return to you. You wish to forgive. Why else would you have blessed us with this opportunity of making Tawbah again? Ya Allah, the rains of Rahmat which are pouring in this month. With the barakat of the rains of Rahmat, forgive each and every one of us. With the barakat of this Mubarak month, Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive the entire mankind. Bless in the entire mankind with hidayat and with guidance. Remove the difficulty, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and problems of the entire mankind, especially the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, something that is beloved to you is forgiving the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. You could have seized all the bounties the very moment that we disobeyed you. You could have made us paralyzed. You could have taken away everything that we possessed. Ya Allah, you could have caused embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation to come upon us. But how loving you are, how tolerant you are, how forgiving you are. My beloved Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat, to drink, to wear. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Change the condition of our lives. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Distance us, my beloved Allah, from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it becomes extremely easy to do everything that is pleasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us. With your fazl, with your kindness, my beloved Allah, bless each and every one with shifa. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Cures of all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases, both spiritual and physical. Clean our hearts of malice, of greed, of envy, of jealousy, of pride, of arrogance, of evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We are extending our begging bowls before you. All treasures lie with you. Our lives are in your control. Our health in your control. Our wealth in your control. The ground on which we walk in your control. The homes in which we live in your control. The heavens and the earth in your control. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking from you. Don't look at our sins, my Allah. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our lives, in our time. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's so much of division, disunity, friction in the ummah, my beloved Allah. How much of pain and injury it must be causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. When the time of our departure from this world comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, or any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tawayyiba. Bless us with death in Madina Tawayyiba, burial in Baqi, so that winds of rahmat that blow there, we too may be forgiven. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with all the goodness that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for us. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيُّ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Ya Allah, all those who have passed away, fill the graves with nur, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus, and give their close ones, relatives, kith and kin, sabr jameel and ajr azim. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.